From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Oh, we are just up against the next Balloon Fiesta. BalloonFiesta.com, by the way. If you want to find the schedule, we had Tom Garrity on earlier this week and re-aired that for you yesterday in preparation for the weekend. So have a safe weekend. And as we say every year, you know, if you want to watch the balloons, well, be standing on solid ground. And if you're driving, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. And if you want to watch them pull over somewhere, be safe. Hey, a couple of quick announcements about some things happening that may be of interest to you. There's an opportunity for you to see the Jesus Revolution film, no cost, tonight at New Beginnings Church. That's on Montgomery, just west of San Mateo, behind the Raising Cane's restaurant. And New Beginnings Church is nbcabq.org or .com, one of the two. It's nbcabq. They do ask that you register, but they'll have refreshments and snacks. And it's a great opportunity to bring someone to hear the good news about Jesus, watching the Jesus Revolution movie. And then, you know what, actually another event, I'm going to hold off until our next segment, but New Mexico Men of Honor have an event coming up that you will want to be a part of. We'll let you know about that in just about 15 minutes. I want to get to our first guest. Pastor Scott Thom is in studio from Cross Christian Fellowship, and more specifically today from the Shepherd School at Cross Christian Fellowship. And of course, many of you who've been longtime listeners may remember these two voices together on No Other Doctor. Yep. It's been a while, Scott.
Yeah, it's been a minute, hasn't it? We were talking about that, and then all this came back to me because you gave out the number.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how many thousands of times did I give out that number, right? 505-338-5790.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Got it in my mind still, because call in, we'll answer your questions now. Phone lines are open at No Other Doctrine, right?
And actually, if you're listening and you're like, what are they talking about? Well, you can still hear No Other Doctrine. Yeah. Where would they find it, Pastor Scott?
Yeah, it's a podcast on any of the major casters like Apple Tunes or
Spotify
or Podcast Republic, any of those, just look up Scott Thom, T-H-O-M, or No Other Doctrine. Also have another one called Leadership from the Cross, so we have two podcasts out there.
All right. A lot of great information on those shows. Mm-hmm. A lot of FAQ, I know, a lot of stuff that people are constantly asking. So we encourage you to go find that. But hey, we didn't really come in here to talk about No Other Doctrine today. You have some exciting things going on. Before we get to more information about the Shepherd School, for those unfamiliar, you know, with your history, at least here in Albuquerque, if not, you know, even farther back in your walk and in your education and your growth in the Lord, introduce yourself to the listeners that may not know you.
Yeah. Born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You cut me, I bleed green chili. So that's the first giveaway, right? Moved out to Houston for a while, California. Met my loving bride in Texas. But I went to Bible college there with Pastor Raul Reese's Calvary Chapel Bible College, and did the 4 years there, 2 years of master program, did their pastoral school, took classes with Biola and some of the professors there, Life Bible College, Veritas University, which is now coming here because one of my favorite professors, Dr. Norman Geisler, established that there. He's now with the Lord. And, you know, God called us back. I spent 14 years on staff with Pastor Raul Reese of Somebody Loves You Crusades and the Calvary Chapel Golden Springs out there. And came back home, planted Cross Christian Fellowship, but God put it on my heart back then and now is to mentor and disciple and train up men to be shepherds in their home, first off, right? And then we need men to stand up. We need men to be men. We need men who are equipped and are going to stand in the gap, whether it be at home or in the community, but especially in ministry, lay ministry, and even pastors and leaders. We've sent out through, actually, I've been a part of over 30 church plants.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as you're saying that, what comes to mind is for such a time as this,
yeah.
You know, you couldn't find a more opportune time to equip men in the Word of God. And, you know, Pastor Skip, I've mentioned it a couple times on this show. I remember, I think it was in a service he was talking, saying, you know, there's others out there with a voice that are making their message crystal clear. And it's time that we as the church did the same in love.
Right.
But, you know, it's not something, you know, you don't hide under a bushel.
No. And you got to be prepared to share. And that's the reason why most people don't step up and don't want to be heard. They want to be heard, but they fear it because they're like, I don't have the answers. I won't have a life that matches the statement or the declaration I'm making. And so hence, that's why we brought up the Shepherd School.
Yeah, well, because you're saying, well, you can.
Right.
You can be equipped and you can stand.
And, yeah, and there are great schools. Like, you know, I heard Veritas is coming here in Albuquerque and they're setting up. Absolutely recommend that. But not everybody's going to have a work schedule or the finances to do something like that. And Shepherd School's one night a week. It's like $99 a month. It's super cheap. But we have a lot of the same professors and thought leaders and Christian pastors who are teaching alongside of me. In the very first quarter, there's 14 PhDs that somebody who's in the Shepherd School is going to be learning from. And so it's a powerful thing, but it's key to character development, life transformation. You can't just have the information. You got to have life transformation. Because the Pharisees, they had all the information. They had all the knowledge. They had the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, memorized. But then they missed the author of that book standing right in front of them.
Well, I mean, and the demons even know the truth.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
There has to be life change.
There has to be life change. It has to go in you. It has to be a character development. And we specifically, that's why the discipleship part of this is so powerful. And if you ask a previous student or something like that, what could you just say in a couple words what you got out of the Shepherd School, almost to a man, they're going to say life transformation.
Yeah.
I'm changed.
Well, that's what the Word of God does. And in going through this course, many of them that go probably already have a good portion of the Word of God written on their hearts.
Yeah.
But that's going to be emphasized and they're going to grow more. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. Why shouldn't we?
Right. Well, we go into high-end apologetics and theology. So it's not a simplified, you know, class. But with that, right, so we go into prophecy and the eschatology, we go into soteriology, which is salvation, go into bibliology, we go into ethics and counseling and all these kind of things. But throughout the entire 2 years, we're dealing with life transformation. And the thing about it is we take the angst out of it. We take out, there's no finals, no pop quizzes, no papers. We help you memorize the stuff. We help you train it. We help it come out and go from short-term memory to long-term memory. So many techniques that we use there. So we make it as easy as possible with the highest amount of learning and personal growth possible during that time.
You know, you said a couple of things in describing the school that I have to imagine guys that are listening and might be interested at all. You know, they heard the affordability.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm gonna guess even people who would say, you know what, even that affordability is rough. What they need to do is talk to you before they make a decision not to give it a try.
Right. And we do have it's perfect because we have an open house coming up October 22nd. That's a Sunday, and that's at 6 p.m. And so you can come talk to me. We'll probably have two or three or maybe more previous students who come and just want to encourage people. You can ask them questions, not just ask me. You can bring the family. This is it's the in-class in Albuquerque is for men only because it's the discipleship thing. I'm not going to disciple a woman one-on-one. Obviously, that's not appropriate. My wife does come along and help disciple the women. They meet once or twice a month. They have dinners. They go through that. So it's open for the whole family. But this is, men get real.
Yeah.
And they get changed and they're equipped. I tell them, look, by the time you're done, you'll be able to walk into that third grade room and teach, you know, these 8-year-olds and be confident. You'll also be able to walk onto a college campus and talk or debate a atheist professor. And that's something that you'll be well equipped. And it sounds easy, but for 2 years, we don't stop. So it's equivalent to about 3 1/4 seminary years in 2 years. So very affordable. Actually, it's only about, for my last class that I took was $760 some odd per credit hour. And it was 3 credit hours, so it was like $2,300. And then with the books I bought, it was close to $2,400 for that one class. That's basically what they're going to be paying for this 2-year course.
And you mentioned already on October 22nd at 6 p.m., the open house. Is that at Cross Christian Fellowship?
It is.
Okay, and for those not familiar, let them know where that is.
Yeah, that's right at Edith and Osuna. And so it's 6721 Edith Boulevard. We're right there, just a hop, skip, and a jump from the corner, and you'll see our signs on the side of the building. It's an industrial building, so it's pretty easy to find. Or you can go to crossfellowship.org. So crossfellowship.org. And all the information about the Shepherd School's there. They can download an application. They can listen to past No Other Doctrines on there, right?
Yeah.
And they'll hear Steve. And
I'm sorry.
When we first started out, it was so much fun. We started out teaching theology, and some of that same information is updated, but that's also in the school.
Okay. Well, I do want to encourage the guys to go and check that out at crossfellowship.org. Again, the open house is October 22nd, 6 p.m., it's free to attend, and the family is welcome to come out and attend because the family, you know, as the guys are going through this, they're going to be supporting
exactly
what's going on. And it's going to be a family effort to get him through the Shepherd School.
Exactly. And there's going to be, you know, hey, you're going to step out for Christ. There's going to be a little bit of spiritual warfare. There's going to be a little bit of challenges. And so the family having the same mindset and pushing forward through these things, the whole family grows, and especially the men, God wants to fortify us, right? And we need to be able to go through and have, it's part of the character training, have endurance, long suffering, patience, yeah. Right? Kindness in the midst of trials. And those are all the types of things that we begin to teach the men. And because that's the qualifications for somebody who's a leader.
You know, and I started to say there was two things you said when you were talking about the school that should encourage guys that are you know, I don't know. Okay, now we took care of the financial part. We talked about that. The other one that you mentioned, this is a big deal to a lot of people. You said no tests, no pop quizzes, you know, all that anxiety.
Yeah, because that's the anxiety. And here's the point is you can take night after night, staying up late, doing all these mnemonics, acrostics, sing songs. What is the professor going to have on the test? What is he going to be doing? You know, and then you get a A or a B, and then if you had to take it 6 months later, you're going to get a grade level lower because you didn't really, you memorized it, but you didn't know its usefulness. And so Shepherd School is different because what we do is here's what you need to know. We cut out the fluff. Here's what you need to know. And then here's how you use it in life. Here's how you use it in ministry. Here's how you use it in family and with your coworkers. And then again, because you've got the same leader for 2 years with all these other great teachers, I can bring it back up a quarter later or 2 quarters later. So all the important things, I guarantee you'll remember them. Right, because we use these techniques and training and repetition of what's important, because we take that responsibility on ourselves to make sure the student knows. really hard to do. I've taught in a regular Bible college, three different Bible colleges in California and New Mexico. If you've got a student for 9 weeks or 16 weeks and he comes during office hours and you help him a little bit, that's it. Then they're done unless they take another class with you. But when you got the 2 years,
yeah,
you can see where there's a deficiency and you can help that student. We also have previous students who come back and they're mentors and they pray with guys and they meet with them. And so there's so much to this, but the fun part about it is when Shepherd School is occurring on Thursday nights, because it's one night a week, sometimes I can't get the guys to leave because they're having so much fun and the discussions go on. I used to say, I'll stay here as long as you guys have questions, and somebody pushed it to 1:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And so then I cut it off. I go, you know what? 11:30, we're done. Everybody lights off, you know, go home. The party's over.
Did that come with a gray hair?
Yeah, I got a lot gray hair for some of these guys, but it's so much fun.
Oh, well, it does sound like fun. And back to what I was saying, not the anxiety. And it's not an instructor that's out to get you. Make you feel bad. It's iron sharpening iron and encouragement. Yep. You're going to probably run into a bunch of Barnabases at the Shepherd School. So again, if you want to find out more, really the best place to go to find out about the Shepherd School is crossfellowship.org. There's the Bible College tab there. And remember, as we already mentioned, the open house, October 22nd, 6 p.m., at Cross Christian Fellowship, 6721 Edith. That's on Edith, just north of Osuna. Crossfellowship.org for more details. We have more to talk about, Scott. Mm-hmm. Can you stay with us through a break?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Scott Tom on ABQ Connect. All right. We are going to let you know, like I promised at the top of the show, about an event coming up. For the men, you know, we're talking about guys signing up for the Shepherd School at Cross Fellowship, Cross Christian Fellowship. But gentlemen, since I have your attention already, New Mexico Men of Honor, their next quarterly meeting is happening Saturday, October 28th. Now, I know that's a few weeks away, but we want to make sure you know about this. New Beginnings Church on Montgomery behind Raising Cane's west of San Mateo. The vision of New Mexico Men of Honor, if you're not familiar, it's to unite, equip, and encourage men in New Mexico through quarterly events that focus on worship, prayer, and Bible teaching. Now, that morning, Saturday, October 28th, at New Beginnings Church, 8 a.m., it gets underway with burritos and fellowship. The guys love it. That's a great way to start. And a better thing is moving on at 9 o'clock to worship with Nick Gonzalez of Salvador, and a message from Mike Silva, an internationally known pastor, missionary, and evangelist. Mike Silva, not sure. Are you familiar with Mike?
I've not met Mike.
Okay, but I want to don't hold me to this. Maybe part of the at one time working with Luis Palau. Not sure.
Working with Raul with the Crusades, we got around, and so it wouldn't be uncommon for me to have met him and not remember. Yeah. So, yeah.
But Mike Silva, I was glancing at his information online. Someone you don't want to miss, guys. You're sure to be encouraged, and I'll get more accurate information for you, but I wanted to make sure you know it's a free event. And you'll find the details at nmmenofhonor.com. And actually, between now, I think probably... I think we're shooting for the 20th on ABQ Connect to have either Mike Silva and or Nick Gonzalez on the show with us, along probably with the guys from New Mexico Men of Honor, Dennis Popper, maybe Steve Stucker. I don't know. But we'll be letting you know more about it, and we'll continue to make announcements about the event and hope to see you there. I love what they're doing with New Mexico Men of Honor, Scott. It's basically a parachurch organization. Mm-hmm. It's not a men's ministry connected to any church. And it's the beautiful part of it is when you go and it's the body of Christ. You know, guys from all different churches, a lot like what we remember from the big stadium events that happened years ago. And now it just popped out of my brain. I forget what they were calling that.
Well, I love Richard's
Promise Keepers.
The Promise Keeper. And Richard Mansfield has done an excellent job bonding the body of Christ together. He has pastor's prayer breakfast there. He has different gatherings, and I've been to a number of them. He was a fellow chaplain with APD with me, or I was with him, however you want to put it. I think he was there first. Great guy, great pastor and leader.
Agreed. Amen. Amen to that.
Yep.
Now, in our first segment, we talked...
Go appreciate him. Isn't it Pastor Appreciation Month
coming up
or something?
I appreciate you, Scott.
Aw.
I tell you that, though. I told you that before we got on the air. Yeah, how much I appreciate the work
you did, actually.
You guys are doing. Not only appreciate your pastor... spend some time on your knees praying for your pastor.
Oh gosh,
you know, not only about you brought up Pastor Mansfield, not only for the typical attacks that come from the enemy when you're on the front lines, I know he's been through some stuff physically in the last few years. When I've seen him, he looks great. He's healing, so continue to pray for his healing. Go say hi either tonight for the movie that they've got showing or later in the month when they host a New Mexico Men of Honor. Now, in our first segment, Scott and I spent some time talking about the Shepherd School, which one more time I want to say real quick. October 22nd, there'll be an open house, an information open house. It's free to attend at 6 p.m. at Cross Christian Fellowship, 6721 Edith. That's just north of Osuna. And the details you can find at crossfellowship.org about the Shepherd School. But make sure to be there for the open house. But that's not all you're doing. You've got some, you're always planning. You're planning for good things.
Always doing something.
You've got something really that's going to benefit the whole family.
Yeah, last year we did a Two Become One seminar, which is a relationship marriage seminar. So you don't have to be married to come to it. You can be single and learn about it, because a lot of these things are going to be practical and apply through life and relationships. But man, marriages are, it's rough out there, and many marriages are struggling. Some just need a tune up, need a little bit of help, but many are going through it. They don't know how to respond to one another. They're falling in the ways of the world or becoming critical spirits, instead of a loving, supportive role, it's become adversarial. And so we're going to have three consecutive Sunday mornings where we're going to take the same, somewhat the same seminar and bring it back and invite everybody to come in. Right. And so it's going to be on topics like, how do you overcome anger in the relationship? How do you overcome the hurts? Right. How do you fall in line with love and respect and these kind of things that are biblical commands? We're going to cover those things. And so we're asking people to register. It's completely free, but we're giving away a lot of resources for people who come. And so if they would go to the same website, crossfellowship.org, and it's on the front page. It's also in our events. It's To Become One. You'll probably see some of the Facebook ads for that and some other things. And just say, hey, yeah, we're coming. How many people are coming? And we let you know more information about it. And that way we're prepared. But look, if you want to, we need to restart our marriage. We need to get back to basics. We need to maybe get over some of these petty things so that our marriage goes to a place where it's not a business arrangement. It's actually a love affair. Then that's what I recommend. That's the gearing of this kind of event that we're having.
Now, you mentioned this being a conference that had happened in the past.
Right.
What kind of fruit do you see come from these events?
Oh, boy. It's hard in a one-day event. One-day event is pretty good in the sense of you got teaching one right after another. Bang, 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 right? And so you can kind of see things change and people's hearts soften or whatever. But the problem is then they're gone. What our focus is this time is you're coming each week. Yeah. You're allowing it to soak in. You're allowing it to the ramifications to start taking effect. So we begin to see greater results. And I think that it's the same thing with our Shepherd School. When you have something prolonged over a long period of time, but there's an emphasis on it, you see greater results. And so that's what we're hoping for. But we saw And I got, you know, it's great. I can't share them, but some of the text and email messages that come in from the families, and they're going, you know, my husband and I, she goes, it's either divorce or I murder him, you know, but now we're planning our second child.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, that's what it's all about. Right. From enemies, you know, to lovers. And that's what it needs to go from. That's why you got into the relationship. And so the focus on these things are practical. Here's what you can do. Step one, step two, step three. It's not all philosophical. Here's these steps that are biblical. They're laid out in scripture, but here's how you can bring them to life in your situation, in your family. And because of that, we see good results, right? Yeah. Because it's like, hey, just make it simple for me, right? Es fácil. It's real easy. And it's like the easy button, right? Now, relationship take a little bit of work, but like, instead of me trying to figure out how do I apply this, we're like, do this.
Yeah.
Do this. Step one, step two, step three, step four. And the more you practice that, the better you get at it and the more positive results you're going to see. So
speak to the person who's listening, who maybe doesn't see hope, who they've made that, you know, they've maybe verbally made that decision that we're going to end it. Yeah. And someone who's listening, you know, it's too late.
Yeah. You know, I've been pastoring a long time. And so I've counseled hundreds, if not thousands now, especially being in California, a large church. And I remember one couple coming in, he had committed adultery 8 times on her. And the last time he actually married the other woman. And so he was living in a polygamous situation. She found out about this and she had forgiven him for a number of times. They're sitting in front of me. Her arms are crossed. She's shooting bullets out of him from her eyes. He's just lost his job because of this very thing. And they're like, we're done. I don't even know why we're here. We're done. He's not allowed to come near me, touch me, speak to me. We're done. And I said, okay, well, why don't we do this? Before you say you're done, why don't you allow the Lord to do what he wants to do? And you can just back away. You don't have to have feelings. You don't have to do anything. Try these 4 steps. And it was 2 to 3 weeks later. Then you start to see they weren't so far apart on the sofa. Arms weren't so across. By the 4th session, they were actually holding hands.
Yeah.
Right? He had to go through a lot of repentance and change. He didn't get off scot-free.
Well, and it takes, yeah, you God doesn't make us do.
No.
They have to make a decision. Now, did they profess Christ in, you know, when they came to you? Or were they?
They were both professing Christ, yeah, okay. When they came.
So obedience to God is
oh, it's key.
Yeah, it has to happen.
But it's knowing how to obey, right? Yeah. And it's how do I obey when I'm so hurt?
Yeah.
My heart is so torn apart by this person. How can I obey? How can I be kind? How can I look him in the face?
Yeah.
How could I ever love him again? And I understand. So these are the things that help you get over that to move into what you should be doing, a godly marriage.
So the marriage series, Two Become One, gets underway at Cross Fellowship. Mm-hmm. And those three weekends.
Sundays.
Yeah, the November 12th, 19th, and 26th. It's conference style, but over 3 weeks. It's free. You do need to register. Go to crossfellowship.org to find out more about that and the open house for the Shepherd School. We ran out of time, Scott, but I think we got the information out there.
Amen.
All right. Well, don't be so long before you get back in here.
Yeah, you know what? I'd appreciate you.
Likewise.
You've been so steadfast here. And well, the work that you guys do, we're lifting up these pastors. But you know what, you guys, you're listening to this. These guys put in a ton of work behind the scenes and go through a lot to keep the station on the air and to get good teachers out there. And we can turn it on, listen for free at any time. there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes for that. It's not just automation. So
greatly appreciated. And it's work we're all doing together. We're rowing side by side, and we're going to find out more in our next couple of segments. Coming up at the end of the hour, we'll get our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Right after the break, Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation on ABQ Connect.